from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, time's yours in about 10 minutes. Phone calls throughout the show as we lead you up to Joe and Hugh at 10 o'clock. So I said earlier, TK in today?
TK.
TK's in all week, yep.
Fair enough. So I said earlier, five questions for Jody today. I've only gotten through two, Jody. We've had kind of a jam-packed show.
Good show.
All right, so let me throw a couple at you here this segment. Let me start with this one. Because I think longtime listeners know you're an Eagles fan and you're a Jets fan.
Yes. The only New York team I still root for.
And that's, by the way, I'd say that's acceptable. They've never been a threat to the Eagles. You know, I mean, it's the Jets side. So, Bryce Huff.
By the way, Jets and Eagles played last year, right?
Yeah, but the Eagles were 4-0 at the time.
It's the first time they ever beat them, all right?
All right, Jody, here's the question. Bryce Huff. You obviously watched him play more than most of us because you watch Jets games. Bryce Huff is what?
Not Hassan Reddick. And that's all it comes down to.
How much not Hassan Reddick?
Enough that we will notice a difference. Yeah, he played. Yeah. He didn't play against running downs at all last year for the Jets. We have no idea how he's going to play the run here in Philadelphia. That I think Howie Roseman had an A-minus offseason. I can't call it an A.
You think you reached on Huff?
Absolutely.
Too much money.
Made a mistake. Hassan Reddick will be motivated for the Jets. Oh, by the way, Hassan Reddick hasn't signed with the Jets yet. Right. Oh, we can't get him signed. He wants too much money. Well, he's going to be playing for the Jets in a contract year, motivated to get 20 sacks, and I think he's going to go off. And yes, it will stand out on paper on a week-in, week-out basis.
All right, fourth question of my five questions to you today. Are the Sixers close to the Celtics?
Close. Closer than they were.
But not close?
I don't know that anybody's close to the Celtics. I don't think there is a team in the NBA. Just your definition, my definition of close. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is a team that's close. Okay. I think they are prohibitive favorites going in next year.
All right, we got a lot on the table here. We'll get to more with Jody up ahead. Time's yours as well shortly. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good.
So, talking about Sirianni, I'm in on Sirianni because I can't be out on a coach that's 34-17 who's brought us to the Super Bowl already. I know everybody talks about, like, well, he's got all this talent on the team, but, like, what is he supposed to do with all this talent on the team? Like, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Well, he was supposed to beat the Chiefs. In the Super Bowl. I mean, just for what it's worth. Now, look, they weren't a huge favorite according to the nation. I think the Eagles were like a point and a half favorite. Around here, we felt overwhelming confidence. And
not on the field, though.
Well, they played a bad game. I mean, it wasn't just the flag and the field and the fumble. I mean, they kind of played a sloppy game, and that bit them. Now, how much of that's on the coach? How much of that's on the player? How much of that's on Jonathan Gannon? He's talking to Arizona. Like, it's impossible to know how to split up that pie. But I do know this. On a day where I felt confident, and I will always feel confident, that Nick Sirianni fielded a better football team, Andy Reid won the game.
He did. And I feel like the one thing with that, too, though, is I feel like, you know, Sirianni gave up his play calling super early. And I remember I called in and I said that I was happy he gave it up early because it, like, would help prevent issues in the future of him having to give it up later.
Yeah.
And I think he still takes a little too much blame for the mistakes of the people that end up doing the play calling.
Well, I'll say this.
I know that comes with being that coach.
Jeremy, let me tell you something that's a pro Sirianni point that I would guess a lot of people in the NovaCare complex are really well aware of. I think he does a phenomenal job of taking bullets for other people.
He does.
I think he covers up a lot for Jalen. He probably covered up some stuff for Brian Johnson. You know, I mean, when A.J. Brown and Hurts went rogue at the end of the Seattle game and threw a ridiculous bomb with 13 seconds left when all they needed was like 5 yards to kick a field goal and go to overtime, Sirianni said ridiculous things at the podium because he could say nothing other than ridiculous to try to cover for the fact that Hurts and A.J. Brown did that themselves, and it took 2 weeks for anybody, and good for A.J. Brown being someone that came forward, to say, hey, let's get off the coach's back. That was us. But for 2 weeks, Sirianni was publicly dangling over that. I think he takes a lot of bullets for people, and I think they probably respect that.
Yeah, and like Jason Kelce speaks out all the time about how Nick is like the best leader, and he's had the best ability to communicate to the team and keep them motivated in meetings and stuff like that, and I think that's super invaluable.
I agree. Jeremy, give me an answer, a memorable showdown.
So I got two answers, but I need your thought on this because
give me your best one. Okay.
I'm not going to be able to take the tickets, but I have a haymaker that hasn't been said yet.
Go for it.
USC versus Texas in 2006 in the national championship.
Yeah, game. You could see that coming the whole season. That's a good answer. I mean, it obviously turned into a great game, and it was a true 1-2. It was made easier as 1-2 because Penn State had lost that game to Michigan. If you remember, midway through that year, Jody, that was three of the greatest hours of college football I've ever seen. At the same time, USC is playing Notre Dame. Michigan is playing Penn State. Penn State loses at the very end to Michigan, literally within about 30 seconds of Reggie Bush pushing Matt Leinart into the end zone to beat Notre Dame. It was an incredible afternoon. It really was. Not going to be our winning answer, but it's a good answer. All right, one more question.
Can I ask you a question about Sirianni and the Chiefs and losing that game in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? Is it fair now, after the fact, to look back and go, and Patrick Mahomes won again?
Yes, it's fair to say that. But I will say this.
Because you and I disagree on this. The better team won that day.
Nope.
They were a toss-up coming in, and the better team won.
Totally disagree. We'll always disagree with you on that.
Okay.
I will grant you that Mahomes' greatness slides an otherwise vastly inferior Chiefs
team.
Didn't
you say earlier in the show that the 2022 season that the schedule the Eagles played was a joke?
But I believe...
So how did you know that they were that much better than the Chiefs if they played this joke schedule, including, as James pointed out, two layups in the playoffs?
I understand. No, that's a valid...
How do you know that the Eagles were better than the Chiefs?
Look, I can't prove it. There's no mathematical formula. I'll just say this.
No, they proved it. It was on the field. The game ended. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs got the confetti,
Jody,
all over them.
But let's not forget some things that happened. I mean, Jalen Hurts literally just dropped the ball with
and
7
the field
points.
And the flag do matter.
The field
you
and the flag
just,
were
like,
huge.
You can't just, ignore that.
The field and the flag were huge. I mean, the field was a joke, Jody. The Eagles had a far superior pass rush, and it was totally negated.
A joke for both teams. Both teams played on that.
But it hurt Jody. It hurt the Eagles more. Eagles had a better pass rush. It hurt them more. Period.
I would actually agree with you on this, Joe. I do believe that the Eagles had a better team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and I think they didn't have necessarily a better quarterback, but they had a better team.
Yeah, and they had a great quarterback, because Hurts was great at that time. But Mahomes is on a different level. Here's the thing I'll say, Jody, that's almost like where you were at initially when you referenced Mahomes. And James, you know I've said this not long after the game, and I've said it many more times since. We as a fan base did not put enough stock leading into that game or coming out of that game that Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback of the other team. Like, here's my
point.
And
Andy Reid was the coach of the other team.
Yeah, but less than Reid, but some of that. Here's my point as it relates to Mahomes. There's only two athletes I've seen go against a Philadelphia sports team where it was totally, and I mean totally acceptable to lose to them. Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky. Like, when the Flyers lost in 85 and 87 to Edmonton, and anytime you lose to Jordan, no one would say, that's shameful.
What about Kobe?
No, he wasn't as good as those guys. Like
team?
No. No, that team, okay. I agree with you. That's different. Yeah. But that was a tandem of Kobe and Shaq.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm talking about one game, and obviously Edmonton had more than just Gretzky. They had Messier, they had Curry, and Coffey and all that. But I'm just saying, like, losing to Mahomes, I mean, he might be right in that group.
You're kind of forgetting one.
Who?
I mean, your boy, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. That acceptable when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to them?
That was at the beginning.
Been acceptable.
But
we didn't know how great they were then.
Well, and
it was their third. Now he's got three.
But Jody, there's a problem within that game. The four turnovers. Now, you can say credit Belichick if you want for creating blitz schemes where Teddy Bruschi's blitzing up the middle because Richie's literally injured. The backup fullback's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Andrews is out. The backup guard's not as good. And Bruschi keeps going up the middle, and Donovan can't handle, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, not to mention what the frickin' happened in the third quarter with all the damn screen passes to Corey Dillon. I'm still pissed about. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest with you.
I hear your pain.
So, I mean, let me put it this way. The Eagles, for the most part, outplayed New England in that game, but they turned the ball over four times.
That's kind of an important stat.
It's a very important stat. It's a very important stat.
Kind of got to not.
And one of them didn't even count, right? Because there was that one turn. See, that's the thing. There was the one interception Donovan had, and it got called back. And like two plays later, there was another interception.
Yeah.
Seltzer, what is he doing? He's ripping my heart out right now. We were supposed to have a freaking parade in February of 2005. Instead, we had to wait 12 more years.
Breathe.
Did you say you were at that game, Ruben?
I was there.
I was there.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, was I.
No, you're saying the 0-4 game, right?
I was in Jacksonville.
Yeah. What was that like? Wait, all three of you were there?
Yes.
It was an awful venue.
Well, I've heard that from a million people.
It was the worst city to have it in.
I watched the game with Bill Berge, my friend. You know that?
Yes, because you and I were working together at YSP. That's right.
Yes, you know that.
I forgot. It took me a second. Okay. Jody.
That was one of the most difficult walkaways after the game. One of the most difficult walkaways. First of all, it was difficult to get out of the stadium. It was an awful venue. Second of all, the disappointment,
yeah,
it was heavy. That was a heavy one. We drove down. I drove down with a buddy of mine, Michael G.
The Eagles largely outplayed New England.
Yeah, it was a crusher, man.
I was doing, I had to do Deion the show Branch
caught
down
everything. Was a caught
Deion
everything.
Branch, how
and
did his
way,
name not come
and
up
you're going to laugh at me. If Todd Pinkston hadn't gotten hurt in the first half, Eagles might have won. He was playing good, and he got freaking cramps in his leg and was out of the game.
There's
who
a shot.
Who gets cramps in a Super Bowl? Come on.
Okay.
Fight through.
And, now, then, I really,
and then rubbing salt in the wounds, T.O. comes back from being in the hyperbaric chamber.
6 weeks.
After not playing.
It was incredible.
The man had a broken leg.
And,
or whatever,
Pinky's,
right?
And Pinky's got a little ouch.
Yeah, T.O. would have been the MVP of that Super
yes,
Bowl if they won.
Yes,
he had, 100?
He had 9
no
for 121.
Stopping me.
I know. No, T.O. was great. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time. God, that hurt my heart.
Sorry about that, brother.
Oh,
my wallet.
The last 5 minutes, I wish never had occurred. I mean, forget that it happened in 04. Why did we have to just
it's
relive it?
It's your fault you asked the question.
I asked the question about freaking Bryce Huffman. What was the other question I asked? The Sixers.
You knew it was going to come around.
Somehow we got on the Eagles losing the Super Bowl.
That was a twisted and turned road we did just go down. I'll give you that to camera. God.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Just out of curiosity here, do the Dodgers count as a good baseball team? Because, you know, we've been hearing all year the Phillies can't beat anybody good. Their schedule's been easy. And yet their winning percentage against teams with a above 500 record is sitting at like 630 right now. I just want to make sure that, you know, this counts as being a good team.
I like your call. A little bit of sarcasm. Yes, sir. It does, in fact, count.
We are so lucky to not just have such a great Phillies team, one of the best of all time, but to have Matt Strom. As I guarantee you in the playoffs, he is going to come in clutch, and he's going to have a huge moment. Go Phillies, go Strom, let's go.
Yeah, Strom's awesome, man. He's like the Bobby Jones of this team. He's not your star, but he's a little under the radar, but incredibly dependable.
First team in baseball to 60 wins, not to mention 22-13 against teams over 500. All you doubters out there, that's tied for the best record in that category. Time's yours.
Yeah, they're legit. Phils are legit.
Yo, you guys are talking about funny moments in the history of is Joe DeCamera smarter than a, you know, fifth, sixth grader, et cetera. My favorite was, might have been the first year, 2019, where Joe was asked, what's the world's largest mammal? And his answer was simply, a shark.
Why is that a bad answer?
Because the shark's not a mammal.
Oh, well, then it's a bad answer.
Yeah.
What do I know? Come on, man. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
That went fast for me at Penn Charter.
Before Penn Charter. I learned it at Friend School.
First grade.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to today's. We got two different Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, of course, where you can spring into adventure in a new Armin Chevrolet, available 1.9% financing on new Equinoxes. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, Jody, you got to take on the role of Richie to try to surmise how people are voting here. Mm-hmm. First off, question one, do you like that Nick Sirianni is the Eagles head coach, yes or no? How do you think people voted on this one?
Like being the key word in that sentence. I'll say above 50. How much above 50? I'll go two-thirds, one-third. 66%. Like
so close to being so accurate, 67%.
Still very good.
Well, 76.6 is round up. I said two thirds. That's 67. I hit it on the nose.
Well, then you should have rounded it up. Yeah, you rounded it down. Yeah, well done, right. Jody. Now, so let me ask you a question. Because I'm not that smart. All right.
We know.
I'm certainly not. But I'm smart enough to know something's fishy here. So when the season was over, should they can Sirianni was our question, and 71% of people said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, as we get closer to the season, I guess the pom-poms are back out. Do you like that he's the head coach? 67 say yes, they like it, but 71% wanted him not to be the coach. What gives, James?
Yeah, I think you just said it, man. Pom-poms, back out. He's back. He is the coach.
He's so ours, so therefore.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not a good reason to vote, but I think that's why.
One phrase. Time heals all wounds.
Yes.
Time heals some wounds. We just talked about the 04 Eagles and haven't gotten over it, and they won a Super Bowl after that. All right, next poll question, Jody. Who would you rather have as the Eagles head coach, Sirianni or Belichick? How do you think people voted on this one?
Rounding up, 67%.
73%
Ooh, that's
say
still
Sirianni.
Close. That's not bad.
You did good today, Jody. That was good work.
Hey, let's find out around week 10 what the answer to that question is, and after the season's over on Belichick and Sirianni, because I do think there's a good chance Belichick will find his way into the NFC East, whether it's the Eagles, the Cowboys, or the Giants. Time will tell. By the way, a lot of fun having Justin from Tennessee in here today, one of our great callers. And Justin has only been to Philadelphia a few times in his life, back in town today and visiting our studio. Great to have him here. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ingrid in media. Hi, Ingrid.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ingrid.
I'm very excited to be on. This is my first time calling.
Nice. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. You guys have great chemistry. It's really fun to listen to you.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to weigh in on the first-class ticket dilemma.
Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah, I got some friends texting me. All right, what's the problem? What's the deal here? What do you do?
So I think the question is not whether or not Joe should have accepted the ticket from Amy, but whether Amy should have flown in first class in the first place, separating the two of you.
Oh, I like this.
An interesting angle on this. Should have turned it down is what you're saying.
Flight one, she should have turned it down. So, wow. Ingrid, while I like what you're putting down here, I will rise to her defense, not because she's my girlfriend, but because I have a fact that you don't know.
Okay.
She did not know she had a first-class ticket until she was on the plane. So at the moment where you do the little check-in thing to then go into the tunnel, whatever that's called, the woman said something to her. She didn't quite hear it. The woman moved on to the person next to her, and the worker, that is. Amy gets on the plane, goes to her seat in, what do you call it, steerage.
Coach, I believe.
Okay. And someone,
I like steerage.
Where'd you go with steerage?
Yeah, it's like a Titanic reference.
Oh, right,
and someone else has her seat. And she's like, no, I'm 12E. And the person's like, no, I'm 12E. At which point, the person behind her is like, I think you must have been upgraded. It was actually the only seat she could have gone and sat in.
Okay. All right.
Well, that does change in terms of the first thing. But then...
She did not offer it to me that day, though. I'll tell you that.
On the second time, now she's knowledgeable, and I think the right thing to do is either you figure out how to get upgraded for both seats, or you sit together.
Well... I don't know if we even had a choice, honestly. But, Ingrid, I like your line of thinking. All right, give me an answer here, a memorable showdown. What's the right answer?
Well, the only thing that I could think of was Super Bowl 52.
Oh,
Eagles
boy.
Eagles versus Patriots.
Big one. Hey, Ingrid, great phone call. We appreciate that. Super Bowl 52 is a big one. All right, so first off, before we award the prize in a moment, Jody, fifth question for you. Try to do it in 15 seconds. What is your plan of attack with Glenn on Saturday? You're going to be part of his retirement show. What's your strategy?
Stay the hell out of the way.
Brilliant.
That was 3 seconds.
All right. So, memorable showdown. Is it? Because I think it's the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, we've had some big answers. Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, Miami and Penn State, some of the boxing matches through the years. OK Corral was referenced. Great answer. But doesn't it have to be Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yeah, I think that's a clear winner.
I do too. Dan, congrats, buddy. You've won the tickets. All right, we shall talk to everybody tomorrow on a. It's almost a football Friday. We're getting closer to the football season. Everyone,
really?
We're getting close.
Okay, I like this.
Dude,
wow.
I got Elliot football in tomorrow.
Friday tomorrow.
Football Friday tomorrow. Plus, Philly sweep tonight. We'll celebrate that tomorrow. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Jody, thanks for doing these 2 days, man.
Always
a lot of fun.
My pleasure, brother.
All right, we shall talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh are up next on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.